I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. It is a good life. And some Christians today don't know that it's a good life. They seem to have forgotten that. Well, you know, if you've gotten away from the Lord's ready to have you come back to Him and restore that fellowship unto you. I didn't say restore your salvation. He's there to restore the joy of your salvation. I've made mistakes in the past, and I don't believe there's a Christian living today or has lived in the past who hasn't made a mistake. But you know, God is right there, and He's willing and ready and able to forgive us just as He forgave us when we came to Him and received Him as our Lord and Savior. He's willing to restore the fellowship that's necessary for us to have a good life in Him. In just a few seconds now, in a few minutes, we'll be looking in Genesis chapter 21 and verse 3. But first, let me invite you to look at our website today, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On that website, you'll be able to leave prayer requests. You'll be able to actually leave anything you want to, any kind of a comment. But we'd like for you to also leave us any information that you've had on answered prayer. Share that with us. We want to be able to have joy in your joy today. And also, if you would like a transcript of today's lesson, today's message, whatever you want to call it, or any other thing that you hear, any other program that you hear of It's a Good Life, you can write me, and I'll send you a transcript of that free of charge. Write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. In Genesis chapter 21 and verse 3, the Bible says, "And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac." I want you to notice with me now the characteristics of Isaac, and I want you to look with me today and compare that to Christ. Isaac was a type of Christ, and we see in the names the appropriateness of not only the name of Isaac, but the name of Jesus comparable. Isaac means laughter, rejoicing. Jesus is the Messiah, the consolation of Israel. As a redeemer, He brought joy to the whole earth. He brings joy to the whole earth today. In Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, it says, "Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be ye sorry." Notice this, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." The whole earth can have the joy of the Lord today if they would simply receive Him as Savior. All the people of the world could be happy and could understand that it's a good life today when you serve the Lord. If they would only receive the joy of the Lord, they could have strength. The joy of the Lord brings strength into the lives of human beings today if they will simply let that happen. Notice the peculiar circumstances of the birth of Isaac and Jesus. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 16 and 17, it says, "And I will bless her and give her, or give thee a son also of her." This is speaking to Abraham. God speaking to Abraham and telling him that He was going to bless Sarah. And He goes on to say, "Yea, I will bless her, I will bless Sarah, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." Verse 17, "Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?" Now, you know, sometimes we look back at this story and we say, boy, these people sure didn't have a lot of faith. They didn't believe God. we get kind of puffed up and we say, I've got more faith than that. Well, have you? Do you have faith to believe that if you were 100 years old and your wife was 90 years old, or do you believe that God could give you a child? Well, these people heard this promise, and just as the natural thing would be, they laughed. They said, how can this be? And we think that surely these people didn't have a lot of faith, but in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, it says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. It was God's faith that was going to produce the son. In other words, her and Abraham would have the child, but it was through God's faith, his faith. He gave them the faith to believe that they would have a son, and we understand that it was counted to them for righteousness. In Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, notice what it says here. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Look in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 34 and 35. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel had come to Mary and said, you're going to have a child. Mary said, how can this be? In verse 35, it says, the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. We see that both of these births were miraculous, that it was something that couldn't be explained away once these births took place. In chapter 21 and verse 6 of Genesis, it says, and Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. I believe it has here not the attitude of laughing out loud, or it could have been. I'm not sure. I wasn't there. But I believe what it's saying here, that people would be happy as she was happy, because she would actually be doing something that would be leading to the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Read and study the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we get bogged down in our studies, and we look back and we start looking at all these names that's listed in the Old Testament, and we think, what in the world are all these names listed for? I get, I almost fall asleep when I read those names, you may be thinking. But those names are important, because God has placed those names there to let us know that this is the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice with me in Genesis chapter 22 once again, and verse 2. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Can you imagine? Here was Abraham, just a while after God had promised him that he was going to have a son. And now we read, and you read this whole section of Scripture in chapter 22, you find that God had instructed Abraham now to take that son and offer him as a sacrifice. How hard would that be to do? Well, I've never had to do that, so I can't really tell you how that feels or what that would be like. But the Bible tells us that Abraham did what God said. He took his son and he bound him. He placed him on that altar, and he was getting ready to sacrifice him on that altar. Notice in chapter 22 and verse 11 of Genesis, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And in verse 12 through 14, it says, and he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by the horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. We understand that Abraham was willing to offer his son. He even went so far as to lay him on that altar and getting ready to sacrifice him. But he noticed that God provided a substitute for Isaac. Abraham didn't have to offer his son after all. He was willing to, but he didn't have to offer him after all because God provided a substitute in the form of that ram caught in the thicket. Notice in John 3:16 with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 8:32 says, He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? This, of course, is speaking of God offering his Son, Jesus, on the cross of Calvary. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 18, But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. God placed his Son in a position of being offered. Jesus laid down his life willingly on the cross. He was placed on that offering, that place of sacrifice. But God didn't offer a substitute for Jesus. He sacrificed his own Son on the cross of Calvary. He became our substitute. We should have been hanging there, but God provided a substitute for us. Jesus died for us in our stead. In John chapter 10 and verse 15, As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and lay down my life for the sheep. This is Jesus speaking. Isaiah 53:7 says, He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Jesus died for you today, and he died for me. If you don't know Jesus today as your Savior, let me invite you to receive him right now. Ask him into your heart. He is the substitute who takes away the sin of the world. Pray something like this. Lord Jesus, I know I can't save myself. I believe you died for me and rose from the grave that I could be saved and have eternal life. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you just now. If you'll pray that prayer, the substitute, Jesus, will save you today. And if you are saved and you've trusted him as your Savior and you've gotten away from him, ask him to forgive you. Ask him to renew that love in your heart. And he'll forgive you. And he'll restore the fellowship that you need to have a good life in him today. Thank you for joining me. And let me remind you, if you would like a transcript of this program, be sure and write me. Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Let me remind you that it is a good life. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.